Good evening. Good evening. It is approximately 9:40 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here in Seattle, Washington. It is January the 21st, and the year is 2020. Yes, the year is 2020, but none of us know if 2021 will ever arrive. It started so slowly. Earlier today, a crazy old dude in Wuhan, China, he ate a rotten chicken for breakfast earlier today. He ate that rotten chicken and kissed his wife goodbye. His wife worked for a travel agency in Hong Kong. His wife touched other people and spread the disease. The disease arrived in Seattle around noon. Yes, indeed, there's been a disease outbreak in China. North Korea has closed its borders. Fuck. The CDC says everything's fine. The Center for Disease Control, that's good. Chinese officials are warning that the virus is mutating into an old man named Chuck. If Chuck comes to your door offering to sell you fucking insurance, like fucking insurance on your fucking apartment, if Chuck comes to your door wanting to sell you renter's insurance, that's right. The Chinese officials suspect that the virus has mutated into an old dude named Chuck, and he's randomly knocking on doors. If he comes to your door wanting to sell you renter's insurance, tell him that you no longer have faith in anything, and that you don't believe in anything. You just got done masturbating. Would you like to shake my hand? Yeah, I don't know what to tell you guys, folks. This whole... You remember back in 2014 when they had that fucking, Ebola case that made it to Texas or something? There was like somebody with Ebola back in like October 2014 and they made it to Texas. They had Ebola in Texas, right? Or maybe it was Georgia. And they gave them the cigarette cure. That's right, they had some magical viral cure that involved nicotine or tobacco or cigarettes. They gave him a pack of cigarettes and said, "Smoke up, buddy." And then they figured out, holy shit, we gave him a pack of Marlboro Reds and he got better. Shit. Yeah, I don't know, folks. Yeah, I don't really know, but let me read through some of the updates from Zero Hedge on this. Chinese officials warn of mutation spreading. That's right, Chuck is going to sell you insurance. 440 cases confirmed. Holy shit, that's a not so big number for a country of billions. 9 cases confirmed dead. Well, let's do the math on that. That looks to be about, you know, what? That would be roughly 2 to 3%, right? 2 to 3%. So I guess the mortality rate is currently 2 to 3%. And probably, you know, your immune system's a factor. I live in Little Saigon. Bacteria and viruses come here, but they come here packing. I live in Little Saigon. Viruses visit here, but they usually run away screaming. Right, baby. Viruses and bacteria and parasites and insects and all the vermin of the planet, they'll visit Little Saigon. But it'll scare them. So whatever the hell this virus is, could be super hippie herpes, could be super herpes, you know? Could be that black syphilis they told us about when I arrived in South Korea in 1997. Yeah, the sergeant would give us a speech, don't have sex with the hookers. You're going to get the black syphilis, which seemed racist at the time. And, you know, the sergeant was African American. So I wonder if it was lost on him. Yes, if you get this syphilis, Lieutenant, they'll never let you go home. You'll have to spend your life in South Korea because of the black syphilis. You'll probably buy a bar. You'll buy a bar and you'll marry a Korean hooker. You'll have Korean children and you'll eat Korean food. And your life will be amazing. That's right. Anyways, okay, reading on. As of 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so that would be more like 6:30 p.m. here, whatever. North Korea temporarily closed its borders to foreign tourists. Well, that's great. Who wants to visit that shithole? As of 9:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Chinese officials had a press conference and they said that this virus was mutating into Chuck and fuck. Li Bin, vice head of China's National Health Commission. Yeah, that person said the 440 confirmed and shit, there's almost 1,400 under observation because probably they got stomach parasites from the shitty water they drink there. Let's read on, people. Let's read on about the tragedy of the virus and how it's going to kill us all. Just like cigarette Ebola did almost in 2014. Officials also confirmed Wuhan Airport will have screening equipment. That's great. Blah, blah, blah. A wave of panic has struck. Blah, blah, blah. As of 7:20 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, those really popular face masks, the 3M brand, they sold out. Even at Walmart. Yeah, those masks won't help you with Chuck. As of 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Beijing, Shanghai, Tianjin, Zhejiang, Henan, Chongqing, Hong Kong, Bangkok, Seoul, Tokyo, Brisbane, Taipei, and now Washington State show this viral pneumonia-like gumbus is everywhere, turning people gobbledygook crazy. That's right, gobbledygook crazy. Everyone's going crazy. It's amazing, this virus. And let's read on. Yeah, so viral pneumonia, SARS-like, blah, blah, blah. It has already confounded expectations, blah, 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 according to blah, blah. Yeah, and as of whatever, as of 1:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the CDC has confirmed that a traveler from China has been diagnosed in Seattle. This patient was hospitalized with pneumonia last week, but this patient had traveled to Wuhan, China. He'd also bought renter's insurance from a guy named Chuck. You shouldn't have done that, buddy. Don't ever open the door. Don't ever open the door. You'll get herpes. Yeah, so just so you guys know, Seattle is currently, it's beyond a state of emergency, actually. In fact, you can hear the sirens if you were here. You could hear the sirens blaring. All the sirens have been blaring all day. The sirens have been blaring. The sirens have been blaring. The sirens are blaring the same refrain. Bring your dead to the pickup facilities. On Wednesday, which is tomorrow, the facilities for dropping off the dead will be open from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. We ask that you package your dead in garbage sacks and old fucking rags. We would love it if you would, you know, cover your dead in gasoline or diesel, because at the facility, it's really just a big field out by Bothell where we pile the bodies like cordwood. And then we set them on fire. That's right. On Wednesday, you can bring your dead to the Bothell drop-off facility. Please ensure that your dead is ready to be burned. Please ensure your dead are ready to go away forever. People have been dropping off bodies that are still alive. They have been thrown onto the pyre. Do you imagine the monstrosity? The screams of thousands? Are you willing to risk your eternal soul? Don't fuck up. Yes, they've shut down the borders to King County. They have machine gun nests set up on I-5. The machine guns point in, not out. Nobody wants to come to King County no more. Not since the virus got here. Yes, they have 50 caliber machine guns on I-5 pointing in towards the city. A crazy dude tried to fly out of Lake Union on one of those pontoon planes. He didn't get very far. They shot him down. The wreckage of that plane is strewn all over Gasworks Park. It's terrible. It's terrible. Is there panic in the streets? Well, of course there is, but mostly it's getting quieter now. People are afraid to go outside. People are afraid to go outside to greet the night. Well, not everybody. The same scronklies, the brunket folk, the chud, the trog, all those people that have no choice but to live in the street. They're out there. You can hear them fighting and screaming, tearing at each other for the last little morsel of food. Yes, when the virus hit today, nobody saw it coming, really. It was kind of, out of the blue, really. Out of the blue, and now you've got people in the streets, they don't have anywhere to go. They're spreading the disease. Some of them don't even look like they're alive any longer, like they're zombies. They're covered in pus and pustules and all kinds of sores. Explosive outgassings. They're vomiting and bleeding all over the streets. It's monstrous, really. Fires of the dead keep the streets lit up, even though the electricity's almost gone. Yes, I have barely enough electricity to record this last message, maybe. Unless I can get the cigarette cure. If I can get the cigarette cure, if I can get the cigarette cure, that dude got in 2014, the magical Obama cigarette cure. If I could get that. I could maybe be okay. Yeah, it could be pneumonia. It could be the cold. They think it could be robot flu. They think it could be Quadrizec disorder. They believe that it could even be parasites of a form we've never seen before. Parasites that are currently in the air, suspended in the air by tiny little gliders. They're gliding on the jet stream. If it's snowing where you are, raining, they're coming down on top of you now. You're probably getting sick as you listen to this, actually. You're probably getting sick just listening to me. And this sickness will spread. Yeah, it'll spread, people. You think this is a fucking joke? You think this is a joke? Okay? Half the United States was wiped out in 2015 by Ebola. That's why, you know, Trump won. So this is no fucking joke, people. It's no joke. This is more serious than a Mexican hooker on fire. This is more serious than, I don't know. This is pretty serious. This is cocaine serious. It's getting bad out there. Lots of gunshots. Lots of people with bats and chains and firecrackers. Lots of people out there, though. The scrunklies, the chud, they don't got nowhere to go. They live as best they can. They're gonna break into your place. And you say, Dan, I have a hand cannon, I have a blumbus, I can toss my French bulldog at the creeps as they break down my door. Yeah, you can toss your French bulldog at those creeps, and you can throw a book at them, and you can even set them on fire, but what if they don't stop coming? This virus is spreading fast, people. This virus has already infected most of the building I live in. I've had to barricade my door. I've had to turn people away. I've had to turn people away looking for fucking shelter. Am I a bastard? Am I a son of a bitch? Am I a bastard? Maybe. Of course, some people question the seriousness of this, the seriousness of this event. Some people even question shutting down King County and, you know, having a body collection site so early in the game. But really, haven't you always wanted a place where you could take your dead bodies? It's a way more convenient, really, this way. Because usually you have to find a place. Usually you have to find a place for your dead bodies. Usually you have to do a lot of research. Yeah, you know, and there's this whole thing, like, well, how long can you hold out, Dan? Well, let's put it this way. I'm not currently in full-on Charlton Heston Omega Man mode yet. I'm still kind of like in Charlton Heston Soylent Green mode. But I expect to transition to Planet of the Apes soon. Because I want to have that really cool laugh that Charlton Heston has in Planet of the Apes. Like, ha ha ha! I love that laugh. That's the kind of laugh you need when the whole world has been blown up. You're gonna be king of the world now, buddy. Now that the world's on fire. You're gonna be king of the world, buddy. Now that the world is a cemetery. Yeah, I'm not currently in Omega Man mode yet. If anything, I feel, I don't know, like Vincent Price in The Last Man on Earth, or maybe Will Smith in I Am Legend? Maybe, not there yet though. Not at the fucking Will Smith level, not in Charlton Heston zone. Yeah, more like Vincent Price. Kind of before everybody became the vampire people. You know, at first, when he had a lovely family, a beautiful wife, a wonderful kid, you know. And then, poignantly, Vincent Price had to load up his family into the station wagon. Take him to the body dump. Yeah, if I had a wife and kids, maybe the stage of this epidemic, this crisis, and really it is a crisis. It's a crisis of epic proportions, epic. It's an epic crisis, it's a viral emergency. If I had kids at this point and a wife, I would have just gotten done loading them into the station wagon to take them to the body dump. Yes, you could say the situation in Seattle is dire, but how do you think it is where you're living now, really? this virus is spreading so fast. You know, if someone's going to come to your door, that pizza, and they'll give you the pizza, but it'll have a little bit extra in it. A little extra special sauce. Because the driver sneezed on your pizza, and now your pizza is infected. Pizza is infected. As of right now, it looks like most of the West Coast is lost. In the short time you've been listening to this podcast, which means by the time you hear this podcast, you'll likely be dead. But in the short time you've been hearing this, we've lost the West Coast. Los Angeles is on fire. President Trump, who is currently very, very sick, he might have this new illness. He also might have herpes. But currently, President Trump is very sick. Currently, President Trump is sick, and California's lost. California's gone, most of the state is on fire. Most of the state is on fire, the nuclear reactors have all melted down. Yes, the United States Air Force has ordered airstrikes up and down the West Coast. I am only staying alive because, well, nobody really gives a shit about Little Saigon. In fact, the only thing that keeps us alive in this world and Little Saigon is the fact that nobody gives a fuck about us. It is the benign neglect syndrome. Benign neglect syndrome is a situation whereby creature or creatures, plural, they exist and they maybe even thrive because nobody gives a fuck. And so they got the water and the food, but who knows for how long. Who knows how long we can hold out with benign neglect. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I figure in a matter of days, perhaps minutes or seconds, perhaps months, who knows. But sometime in the near future, I will be in my, Omega Man phase. I'll have to go steal a bust of Julius Caesar. I don't play chess, but I'll have to set up a chessboard, fuck. I'll have to set up a chessboard. Yes, I'll have to have some sexy mirrors too. Old General Chang, the guy that owns the whiskey and cigarette store off of 13th Street, not far from 40 Blimpth. Old General Chang, he has an old style, like, you know, totally ghetto 1930s, you know, fucking gangster Tommy gun. He's out there right now shooting things up, forming gangs. Things are descending into chaos. But yes, at some point I will have to get a bust of Julius Caesar and some sexy velour wear and an ascot and probably, yeah. And then I'll have to go shopping for cars because, hey, once everyone's dead and I'm still alive, right? Wishful thinking. That's so fucked up. Once I'm still alive and everyone else is dead, ha ha ha, I shall inherit what is left. If there's scotch to be drunk. If there's wine. Or cocaine left behind. I call that, you know, Kirk Cameron cocaine. Yes, we expect most of the people on the West Coast of the United States to be dead by tomorrow. And at that point, like I said, if you're listening to this podcast and you live anywhere west of the Mississippi, you're likely slowly dying as we speak. You should just go ahead and just dig a hole, bury yourself. No one's gonna. Everyone else is dead already. Dig a hole for yourself and throw yourself in. Have the kindness to pour a little bit of dirt on your body. And then await the time, the reckoning, the time to come. Yes, this virus is brutal. This virus is a coronavirus. This virus infects you. It gets deep inside of you. This virus is capable of transforming you into something else. Thank you. By this time next week, most of the population of the planet Earth will be destroyed. Probably within the next few days, the governments of the world will decide that since all the reactors are going to melt down anyways, because no one will be able to take care of them, and since people are just dying and it's no fun to like to have presents but no one to open up the wrappings. Yes, the governments of the world with all their wonderful weapons and toys, they'll decide to have one last bash, kind of like when I was, when I graduated from high school and we all went out to that old field and shot bottle rockets at each other. Except for these won't be bottle rockets. Yes, within 72 hours, the world governments will decide that the only rational thing to do at this point at this point, the only intelligent thing to do is to have one last big, you know, war, a big global thermonuclear war. Maybe it'll be so bad, it'll scare the virus away. Maybe it'll be so terrible, the radiation will melt the virus away. We don't really know what'll happen, but we do know that doing nothing is a terrible thing to do. So if the only thing you can do is do something counterproductive, if all you can do is something bad, it's kind of like the old saying, why curse the darkness when you can set old Uncle Bobby's barn on fire? Why curse the darkness when you have one of those boring company flamethrowers from Elon Musk, that fuck? Why curse the darkness when you have a bucket of gasoline? You don't have to curse it. You don't have to curse the darkness. Leaders of the world within 3 days will announce that there is no need to curse the darkness. There is no need to shake your fist at the darkness. Not when you have thousands of hydrogen bombs. And so they will not curse the darkness. Curse the darkness, they're going to curse the earth. But There's no need to curse the darkness. There's no need to shake your fist at the sky. There is no need to wait and wither and slowly die when you can embrace the liquid hot plasmatic magic of the power of a trillion suns. The power of a trillion suns at your fingertips. If you got that nuclear football, you don't think they'll take you with them? One of them won't. When one of these people, these leaders, these really rulers, these tyrants, these war pigs, gets the virus, they're gonna say fuck. I want to take everybody with me. I want to take the whole world with me. So yes, within 3 to 4 days, given the current timeline of events, after most of, well, not most, at this point, 3 days from now, half the world population will be dead or dying. And at that point, the world leaders will trickle. I need to drink some water here. Maybe the fever. Starting to get that fever. That fever for the beaver. Yes, I've got the fever for the beaver. Too bad I ain't got money for hookers, though. No hooker money, no cocaine money, and it's too late. The time of hookers and cocaine is over. It is now the time of bats and chains and battles in the streets. The time of hookers and cocaine is over. Now is the time of the Grunket hordes and the various clans and tribes covered in leather, carrying swords and spears. Spears fashioned out of fucking rebar and plastic pipe they get at Lowe's or Home Depot. The time of the street gangs. The time of the battles for the city. The time of the lords of the buildings and the various sacrificial virgin naked rites held at midnight with busty young women between the ages of 25 and 35 who are all very fit. Yes, that time's coming too. The city will become crazy, lusting after blood and violence. Now, by this point in the story, maybe a few weeks from now, there'll be signs of the return of civilization slowly. Little green shoots, as Obama used to say, good old Obammy. Good old, remember 2009 when Obama said there were green shoots? You remember in 2010 when Biden said it was recovery summer? Yeah. The green shoots and recovery summer. We're going to have green shoots and civilization, society, all the freaks will crawl out of the dirt. Everyone will start wearing pants again, maybe even underwear. We might even shave. Thank you. So yeah, the situation here is dire. I don't want to tell you. Chances are this virus will make it to wherever you are within a matter of hours or days. The symptoms you need to look out for is your hair falling out, your skin getting dry and flaky. You're going to notice pustules and bustules and gromulac cuts and various fucking wounds and hives and fucking boils and all kinds of fucking nasty ass shit on your skin. All kinds of tumorous looking shit and ulcerated crap. And then, yeah, you're going to have blood coming out your nose. Yeah, you're gonna have that. You're gonna have yellow slime coming out your ears. You're gonna have a green pus coming out your butt. Your fever will be over 120 degrees. Your fingernails will fall out. Your eyeballs will crack open. Your bones will turn into nothing but a kind of slithery noodle. Your body will bubble up into a pustule pile. And basically, when you're finally dead, there'll be nothing there but a pile of glumbus and the cats and the dogs and the rats and the eagles. And all the creatures still left alive will feed on you. That those will be your symptoms. If you enjoy this podcast and you're still alive, if you enjoy this podcast and you're still alive out there somewhere in the dark, if you've managed to create a safe zone for you and the people you love, surrounded by concertina wire, ditches and obstacles, punji sticks made out of those fucking bamboo skewers, you fuck. I hope you cover them in fecal matter first. If you've taken care of your bunker and your safe zone and your hookers, if you've taken care of all the creatures of the night and the junkets, if you've handed out money to the chud, and you still have cash left over, and you want to help out one of the last people left alive in Seattle, because I truly am the last man left alive in Seattle, well, you can donate. There will be a link to Venmo and PayPal, assuming they still exist. And you can click on the link, assuming it still works, assuming electricity stays on, assuming that civilization doesn't turn into a giant monkey fuck. I hope you're safe. I mean, this is Dan Sullivan of Outpost Little Saigon. Nobody trusts anybody anymore. The streets are getting ugly. It looks like we're gonna run out of food and water very soon. You can hear the anger and the crime and the general brashness and impoliteness in the streets is getting terrible out there. People are pushing and shoving and honking their horns. This is Dan Sullivan of Outpost Little Saigon signing off.